Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to another Deeper Daily Podcast. Good to have you with me today as we are journeying in the Word. I told you I didn't know where we were going on today's podcast, considering we dealt with the 16th verse of Colossians 3, and we're really not in any specific study now. We're not in, like, I got to go here, wherever. So as I was looking at the text, I thought, man, why not just go to the next verse? Because it's so good, and we're already there. The context has already been set. And so let's look at the 17th verse of Colossians 2, which, by the way, this passage, starting in about the 12th verse, is the character of your new man. And let me give you some of those characteristics of your new man. And by new man, I mean your new creation self, what Paul would call in 2 Corinthians 5, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Here's some of those characteristics. Therefore, this is verse 12. Therefore, as the elect of God, now that's you, by the way, holy and beloved, that's you, by the way. You are holy and you are beloved. You don't go be holy and become beloved. You are. Put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also do. Now, I love the fact that Paul lets you know who you are before Paul lets you know what you do. And unfortunately, we have become so predisposed to what we do determining who we are, and it's backwards. Paul tells you you're elect, you're holy, and you're beloved. He gives you three things in Colossians 3 and 12 that you are before he tells you what you should do. And with that in mind, you have to see the what you should do passage as being what comes out of you once you know you're elect, holy, and beloved. If you don't know you're elect, holy, and beloved, then you're never going to be able to put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, and bear with one another, and then forgive one another the same way Christ forgave you, which begs the question, how did Christ forgive you? And, of course, the answer to that question is liberally, freely forgave you. Let me say this about unforgiveness. By the time this airs, we'll have done 16 or 17 weeks on the book of Hebrews, and we're not even close to being done. We're in the 6th chapter, but might be the 7th chapter by now. I dealt with forgiveness a few weeks ago. I wasn't really dealing with it from the text. I was dealing with what some of the issues are in our lives that cause us to fall from the faith, fall from grace. And one of those is unbelief, another one's unforgiveness, because we choke out grace in our lives when we walk in unforgiveness. And one of the points I brought up that night is when you live in unforgiveness, you're living under the law, because the only way you would not forgive somebody is legalistically. I mean, you were forgiven by grace. God didn't wait to forgive you until you got right. That would have been law. God gave you a grace forgiveness. 2 Chronicles 7:14 is a law forgiveness. If my people, which are called by my name, humble themselves and pray, repent of their sins, and turn from their wicked ways, I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. If. That's law-based forgiveness. Grace-based forgiveness is he has counted their sins and iniquities against them no more. When you hold unforgiveness towards somebody, you are judging them through the law. You're making them earn your forgiveness. And that is so detrimental to your own security and peace, because you no longer walk in the beauty of grace because you're holding against people. So if that's an issue in your life today, it's time for you to remember how you were forgiven so that you can forgive others, because that's part of the character of the new man. And so worth our prayer time. Now, that wasn't really where we were going to go today, but good pretext getting us ready. We'll continue tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.